Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask yourself, well, is this friendship reciprocal? You're both investing. You're both checking in. You're both being a good friend to each other, because it's not a matter of keeping score and tallying up all the things you've done, but it's just to be in certain people's lives, you have to show up in a certain capacity in order to maintain the friendship, right? Okay.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. Welcome to Quality Queen Control. If this is the first video or the first time that you were listening to me, I'm your host, Aisha Christina Foster. What's new? What's new with you guys? I am finding myself going back and forth right now between black hair. I sprayed my roots black because I just feel like black brings out my complexion more, makes it a little bit more striking for me. And also, like, I love a big hair moment if we're really going to keep it a buck. And so I really want to find like a nice blonde unit that's curly that I can wear, because I just like having a little bit of my scalp out as opposed to having like a full-on wig. I don't know. I just like that, especially for the summertime. So that's a little bit what's new with me. And I am also, you know, back on my game when it comes to praying and fasting and all the different things. So just like really doing a fast to get closer to God and everything like that. So that's pretty much all the updates. Now, friendships has been a hot topic. Friendships are just as hot of a topic as romantic dynamics are. And that's what inspired today's episode, because even still, after me showcasing the differences between envy and jealousy, it is still going and doing numbers and really has grown the podcast so exponentially. And that is honestly a perpetual topic that we need to continue to unpack, because it is such a real thing and it can be very destructive. Now, the question to ask ourselves today is this friendship or that friendship worth fighting for? One of the biggest mistakes I feel like that people make is that assuming that, you know, maybe every difficult friendship, you know, every little tiff that you have with someone means it's the end of a friendship, but also believing that every friendship should be saved. You will encounter this, especially from the ages of 25 to 30, where there will be people that come into your life and they want to, you know, project their own nonsensical nonsense into your life. But the truth is, healthy relationships, they do go through conflict, but not every relationship is meant to last in your life forever. How you handle those moments of adversity is what tells you a lot about a person and a lot about a friendship dynamic. Of course, everyone's going to get along when everyone's getting along. Of course, that's going to happen. But how do you know whether or not God is asking you to fight for a relationship or necessarily release a relationship? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So the question isn't necessarily, has this friendship become hard? The question is there still fruit of this friendship that's worth fighting for? Because like I said, every friendship will encounter conflict. What matters is whether or not both people are committed to repairing their relationship. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. A lot of the times I find that the more wiser and mature that I become, the answer is no for me. It's a no for me, dog, okay? In the words of Randy, it's a no for me, dog, because I find that a lot of the relationships that have gone in my life that I just let dissipate, I've never once looked back and thought, wow, I really do miss that person. Wow, I'm really regretting that we are not friends anymore. I have zero regrets. I have absolutely none. And that's not even to pedestalize myself, but I understand my value in a friendship. You know, I was thinking about making a story time on this on YouTube, but why not just tell you guys this? So there was a situation that happened where I recently had a friendship fallout, and it was the most bizarre situation. And I think because it was so bizarre is why I was so okay with letting it go, because that was the red flag to me. The fact that it was such a small, minute situation. So basically, a group of friends and I decided to go out. We had a job that we had to complete on the day of the Knicks game, right? And after we completed the job, we were all trying to figure out, okay, what else should we do? You know, what are the vibes, whatever the case is. Ultimately, I saw how crazy it was getting in the city. So did all the rest of my friends. There were four of us. We were just like not feeling it. But one of the girls in the group was like, I'm going to stay because she wanted to watch the game and I guess be a part of history. With that being said, I was freaking out. I felt extreme anxiety. I also have church on Sunday morning. I'm not even really a Knicks fan. I'm just a girl from New York and I love the Knicks because everybody loves the Knicks. Like, I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. Like, it really was never that serious for me. And so from my memory, she says, well, do you want to just go home on the train because I'm going to stay back? So three of my friends, we were all like, okay, we're just going to head home too. Mind you, we don't live in the same place, like none of us. So I don't know how to take the train. Luckily, one of my friends was like, okay, I know Aisha doesn't know how to take the train, but my friend at the time, she did know how. So she's going to be good to go home and everything. It's not like she's going to be stranded. God forbid the rules were reversed, right? So she decided to stay back, and I thought it was strange that she felt so comfortable in mass pandemonium, and my friends and I, the rest of us, decided to all go home. Long story short, we never spoke again. Like, we pretty much never, ever spoke again. I reached out to her multiple times on that day, checking in on her, asking where she is. I said, please let me know when you get home safe, all the different things. She finally texts me after she answers a girl in our group chat, instead of answering me directly, the three messages that I had sent her prior, and then just texted me an hour later after that, or a little less, saying, I'm home. And you know, you just know the vibe is off. So I know I'm a very straight shooter. I'm a very to the point person. So I opened up the conversation and I said, hey, it really sucked that we had to part ways yesterday. I had so much anxiety. I didn't feel comfortable, blah, 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 all the things. No response from her. At this point, it's 7:13 on a Sunday. And Monday goes by, no response from her. Tuesday comes by. Now it's awkward because I'm thinking, well, we have another event that we're supposed to be attending together. And I didn't hear from her. So she finally decides to text me 3 hours before the event. And I thought that was cowardly because this person is a lot older than I am. Well, not a lot. That's a stretch. But definitely old enough to know better and to be more emotionally mature in her reactions and responses. And at this point, I honestly don't even know why we're fighting. We've never had a fight. I don't understand what she could be upset about. Is she upset that I went home? Because she did what she wanted to do. I did what I wanted to do. I didn't like leave her any more stranded than she left me. I wanted to go home so I can go in peace and not have anxiety over the mass pandemonium. You guys can Google the stuff that was happening in New York City. Like, that's exactly what it looked like in real life. It was not a game. And it was very alarming to me that she felt so comfortable. But I said to her when I texted her on Sunday morning, I said, I'm so glad that you got to actually stay and watch the game. And I was expecting her to say, yeah, it was super fun. It sucked that you weren't here. You know, just make light of it. But it's the fact that she texted me 3 hours on Tuesday. So she didn't answer me on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Now it's Tuesday. So at this point, we haven't really spoken in 3 days going on 4. And she's like, hey, I don't want there to be any awkward silence or whatever between us. If I make a story time on this, I will read it verbatim, to be honest. The text messages on my phone, I just don't care to do that right now. And she was also saying how she doesn't want any awkward silence between us. You mean the silence and awkwardness that you created? But she's been sitting with her feelings. Girl, I don't even know. Long story short, I am not a petty person. Like I said, I'm a straight shooter. I responded back and I said, well, I value direct communication. I'm paraphrasing here. And it really just sucked to discover that through silence, basically, I'm finding out that you have a problem with me and I'm not even understanding why. Like, I think the hurtful part was just not knowing why you are not speaking to me. Like, I don't even understand what it is. No response, which was okay because in her text message prior, stay tuned for the story time, guys, on my YouTube channel, she was stating that she looked forward to seeing me. So I was like, okay, she didn't respond to my text message app that I responded to her because she's gonna see me in person. So she ends up seeing me in person and literally does not speak to me, guys. I tell you no lies. Like, when I was like, wait, is this girl like mentally stable? Like, why is she saying, I'm looking forward to seeing you, sees me, does not speak to me? So I said, you know what? I'm okay. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. At this point, we're still sharing each other's location. We're still following each other, everything. I thought nothing of it. I thought, you know what? I'm going to see her again this week at a different event. Let me just let it go. So I go to the next event. Girl, long story short, the girl doesn't speak to me again. I'm like, okay, now we're done. Because you've had multiple times to speak to me and you just haven't. And again, I will go into a separate story time on this in a separate video, not this one. But I say all that to say, I asked myself, is this worth fighting for? And for me, the answer was no, because I value direct communication. And if that's not something that you can do, if you cannot express to me why you're upset, I don't know what else to tell you. I posted something in my story the other day that I realized I really like, that really resonated. And this does speak to the situation. And this is not to do, what is it called, what people say, subtweets and all these different things. No, this was just a general statement that happened to relate to, I guess, my situation in particular. And again, at this point that I'm telling you guys this, it has been what, almost a month since this situation has happened. So to me, it's not a petty thing, because I'm not like posting every 5 seconds, some like whatever, you know, I'm not doing that. I just thought this was a great general statement. Until you address me directly, you do not have an issue with me. You have an issue with yourself. I don't respond to whispers, assumptions, side comments, or conversations held in rooms I'm not standing in. If it was serious enough to speak around me, it should be mature enough to bring to me. Until then, that is not conflict. That is avoidance wearing confidence. I don't think that summarizes our situation. I think the only part that I resonated with was, until you address me directly, you do not have an issue with me. And that's just how I feel. Like, in what world do we live in where people are getting upset at you? And then I literally vocalized, I don't know where this is coming from. Even my other friends that were there on that night were perpetually confused. And I was irritated that I had to then explain to them, hey, remember when we were all figuring out like what the plan was? Well, I think she may have gotten upset with me because I went home. And everyone was like, wait, what? But there was no argument. There was no attitude or anything. So everyone was as equally as confused as I was. So it is what it is. Now, this is what it is at the end of the day. These types of people need to take accountability, all right? When you bring up a concern, if you want to know whether a friendship is worth fighting for, you should not feel like that person has to become defensive every single time. All right, they might not respond perfectly, of course, but they're willing to reflect and grow. So even in my particular situation, I wasn't like, well, you ignored me for 4 days, so I'm gonna ignore you for 4 days. No, I responded as soon as I had the time. I said, you know what? Let me wait until I'm on the train so I can give her a nice response in return. And what I said to her in response was, I'm open to hearing out the conversation. And to be honest with you guys, that was because I've kind of already decided that I was done with the friendship, because in no world to exist in Aisha Christina's world are you going to be my friend, get upset at something, and not vocalize why you're upset. Like, I actually find it quite humorous, because it does not make any sense to me why we cannot advocate for ourselves. We can't speak up in such a mundane situation. I didn't talk about you behind your back. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. You know, all the different things. You can't address why you're upset about something. It makes no sense to me. So with that being said, I just know what my boundaries are for someone to coexist in my life and all the different things. And I give time. Like, I gave almost a week. Actually, I did give a week. I gave from Sunday until exactly Saturday. All right. There was nothing. It was nothing that was like moving the needle. So we are done. End of story, all right? So another thing that indicates whether or not a friendship is worth fighting for is that they apologize without excuses, you know? Not, well, I'm sorry that you felt that way, but more of, I hurt you and I'm sorry. And I completely understand where you're coming from. I'm not invalidating your feelings, blah, blah, blah. That's how the conversation should go. Not, well, I'm sorry you felt that way. Because we all know when you're apologizing, saying, I'm sorry that you felt that way, you're basically just trying to say, like, I don't care what you have to say. That's how you feel. And I'm sorry you feel that. because that's not even really a sorry. All right. And then you also have to ask yourself, well, is this friendship reciprocal? You're both investing, you know, you're both checking in, you're both, you know, being a good friend to each other. Because when you are a friend in anyone's life, there is a certain capacity that you need to show up for them in order to be in that person's life. It's not a matter of keeping score and tallying up all the things you've done, but it's just to be in certain people's lives, you have to show up in a certain capacity in order to maintain the friendship, right? Okay, so carrying the relationship together, that it has to be a reciprocal friendship. Also, you should feel safe with telling them the truth. You shouldn't feel like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna bring this up. And listen, I may be very confrontational, but I'm approachable. I am very approachable. Unless I give you the attitude that I don't want you to approach me, then that's different. That's intentional. But if I was very much willing to hearing her out and trying to see, hey, like, how did we get here? I have no idea what happened. This clearly can't have anything to do with me, because how can it ever be this deep? How? So it even says in the Bible, right? In Proverbs, faithful are the wounds of a friend, right? And sometimes love is going to sound like correction, right? If you feel safe enough to tell the person the truth, it might not be what they always want to hear. A healthy friendship allows room for honest conversations. I'm telling you right now, you do not have a true friendship with somebody if you can only beat around the bush to tell them something. You should be able to tell your girl, okay, girl, like, honestly, I think that you kind of need to take it a step back. You're not trying to tell them what to do, but because you genuinely care for them, you're trying to say, like, hey, I don't think that was, like, the best thing to say or, like, the best thing to do. I'm not trying to tell you what to do because you're a grown woman, you know, but I just think that I just want to let you know, like, this is how it kind of came across, okay? You know, there's a way you can deliver a message when you do care for somebody. So that's what it's really all about. But if you don't feel safe telling that person the truth because either you're scared they're going to go tell everybody or you're scared that they're going to be judging you. Oh, well, girl, I don't even know why you would even do something like that. Almost like they're reprimanding you like they are your guardian. That's not a friend. Okay. And I think some people do get it twisted, because even I have been in positions like that. I do remember I was friends with this girl once, and it's just felt like I can tell a couple of my friends the exact same information as this person, and only she ever would respond as the outlier. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. Like, I just am not going to be telling her anything anymore, because every time it hits her ears, it's always like she's trying to find a reason to, like, reprimand me in a certain way. And I'm like, girl, I'm older than you. What are you doing? Okay. Like, it was just ridiculous. And I'm not saying just because you're older means you're right. That's not what I'm trying to get at, but it just felt very, like, reprimandive, if that's a word, and just very odd that there was never, I didn't feel safe to just say, oh my gosh, like, this just happened. Cause it was always like, oh my gosh, wait, what? Like, it was such a big deal. It just gave me anxiety, like, sharing anything, because she just was so dramatic. Like, I was so over it. Oh my gosh. Now, next, you obviously, a friendship worth fighting for is when they celebrate your growth. Real friends are not going to become uncomfortable when God is blessing you. There comes a point where you can feel that someone's happiness towards you is performative. And I know this might be a hot take, but you got to stop being friends with people that are losers. And you got to stop being friends with people that grew up so differently than you. And especially if you grew up in a non-impoverished background, forget it. Let's just say it. I was watching an interview by Oprah, and she was talking about when she was in Cannes, that when she would bring the girls from, you know, wherever they grew up and like rehouse them, she was wondering why they were acting up so much. And so she hit up one of her friends who's a world-renowned psychologist, and he said, well, they have PTSD. She said, from what? And he said, poverty. Poverty is a form of PTSD, because poverty is war. The way that these people think about life, intrinsically, they are built in survival mode. So they are always acting out. They don't know when they're going to have their last meal. They don't know if when their parents are going to get a job, lose their job. They don't know if they can't, you know, all of a sudden they wake up and, you know, they don't have a place to stay. It's war. So the way that they internalize life is a lot different than a girl who grew up in the suburbs, like myself. So just like how suburban girls should not be with men that come from impoverished backgrounds, because it just doesn't work. Neither should you be friends with people that also grew up with this mindset. And I'm very, very particular in saying that, because a lot of the times when you do grow up in those types of environments, it is, you do develop that mindset. But I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to speak for everybody. But if we're going to call a spade and have a difficult conversation, friend, okay, if I may, this is just the cold hard truth. I can't tell you how many times I tried to be friends with girls when I was in high school, you know, trying to prove, oh, I'm not different than you. Oh, I can be your friend. Just because I grew up like this and you grew up like that doesn't mean we have to be enemies. Like, why do you just dislike me because you may think that I have more than you, or you take things from me because you don't think I deserve it, or you take things from me because you think I could just replace it? Like, that's not fair to me. None of those relationships have ever worked in my favor. None of those friendships. It's, I was buying myself time for them to just think that they like me, and then they turn around and they dislike me all over again. And so I look at that and I'm like, I can't do it. Like, you cannot be friends with people that have that sort of impoverished mindset where it's everything they do is like survival mode. And that's why I think even you have someone like Anaya, who clearly did not grow up impoverished. Anaya grew up in privilege. She grew up in Black privilege, actually. And it's so beautiful to see. Look at how Anaya even processed going hard on Casey. She said, Casey, I just want to apologize. I should not have spoken to you that way. It is only after that then Casey finally decided to feel bad and finally man up to letting his ego down and saying, yeah, I'm sorry too. And like really actually had a sober moment. He only let his guard down because Anaya let hers down first. So he wasn't capable of leading that. He had to let her do it. And then he felt comfortable. Just like even TT, you a little girl, whatever her name is. Tiara, that's her name. Sorry, yes. Tiara, she grew up to Casey's point like him. South Central or whatever, same background. And that's why them two, they made sense, at least as far as the show goes. But what I didn't like, where there were certain moments while they were watching movie night where it almost felt like some of the Casa girls were almost aroused in some sort of way by the things that they were seeing on the TV. Like Tiara was like having her finger in her mouth, like smiling and smirking while some of the stuff with KC was going on. And I'm thinking, you cannot vacillate between trying to say, oh, men ain't this, men ain't that, which she said in one of the chats they were having in like the makeup room. But yet you came in here fighting for KC. And girl, let's not pretend like you don't know how Love Island goes. I know how it goes, because I had a girl that I knew that was on Love Island, and she told me exactly how it goes. When you're coming in for Casa Amor, you are literally watching the show. So don't act like you did not know what the dynamic was between KC and Anaya. You knew exactly what it was, and you knew what you came in there to destroy. That's the purpose of the bombshells. They are there to test and ultimately destroy the dynamic. That's what it really is. Like, let's just call a spade here. And so what I say all that to say, the way that you process information, you have to be able to process like the people closest to you. You cannot walk around, head in the clouds, girl from the suburbs, and then you're friends with some girl who grew up in the hood, fighting every day, did not grow up like you. She's looking at you like, yeah, I'll be nice to you in some cases. But after a while, she can look at you maybe when moments get hard, and now she's looking at you, side-eyeing you, because she feels like everything you ever wanted is always handed to you. And why is she at such a disadvantage, and she doesn't feel like it's fair and all these different things, and she's side-eyeing you. That's really all that envy and jealousy ever is, guys, at its core. So no, you cannot be friends with people that have this sort of mentality, this impoverished mindset, and expect it to change. It's not, unless it takes divine intervention from the Lord himself and they have to really truly work on themselves. But you can't be friends with someone, because the way you process information, that's why Anaya, it's so easy for her to just like get over things and apologize and not really have an ego, because she was not raised on that rah-rah. That's just the truth, okay? Whether people want to accept it or not, whether people want to fake get offended by what I'm saying or not, I don't care. Because at the end of the day, it's the truth. It is the truth. And I don't want to hear, well, I didn't grow up in a certain background and my best friend is a millionaire. I don't care. Because that's the exception to the rule. And also, I don't know you. So you don't expect me to know your entire situation. I'm speaking from the stereotype and I'm correct in the stereotype. End of story. Okay, next question. So like I said, you want someone that's gonna be able to celebrate your growth. And ever soon as you find that you ever been around somebody where you feel almost like nervous to share something with them because you know that they're not in the same position? Now, I don't want to share that I just made, you know, X amount of dollars. I don't want to share that I just got this new car or I just got this new promotion because I know that you're down in the dumps in your situation. And it's been like that for a while. And I don't want to make it feel like I'm, you know, bragging on you or anything like that. I don't want to make a friend feel that way. But after a while, you're going to see that that remains to be the theme. And now you're hiding your accomplishments and your achievements from this person because you know that they're not in the same position as you. And they don't have the type of mindset to be happy for you. They have the mindset of, well, when is it going to happen for me? Okay. Real friends, they're going to clap for you. They're going to encourage you and they're going to pray for you. Hello. That's another thing too. You need to be equally yoked in your friendships. That's hard rule for me. I cannot be close to anybody that does not have the same belief system, faith system as me. Close, can't be that. Friends, absolutely, I can be that. I can be friends with absolutely anybody. Am I hating you for it? No. Am I judging you for it? Absolutely not. But if you want to be close to me, that's a basic fundamental of who I am. I love Jesus. I care about my faith. I care about my soul. To be close to me, that is near and dear to my heart. So when I'm going through tough times and this is, I want to talk about this. I want to be encouraged. How can you offer me encouragement if we're not even coming from the same stance, unequally yoked? Okay. So friendships that you need to release in your life is where every conversation is going to leave you emotionally exhausted, right? You dread seeing them, their name pop up. You're getting anxiety. Your stomach's dropping when they're calling your phone. You're leaving your interactions feeling anxious or feeling defeated, you know? Pay attention to those patterns because it does not get better. I've also been through that. I had anxiety. Oh my gosh. Every time this girl's calling my phone, I'm like, you know, every time she's calling my phone, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh, I don't want to talk to her. I'm nervous about what she's going to say to me. It's always so random and like problematic. I'm just so over it. Like, it just was so painful. You have to pay attention to those patterns. Or if you obviously have a friend that is only calling you when they need something from you, that relationship has officially become transactional. Hey, so like, what are you going to wear tomorrow? Oh, okay. So they can either one up you or try to wear the exact same thing so that there's no difference between you guys. All right. If there is repeated betrayal without any sort of repentance, any sort of accountability, honest conversation, yes, everyone makes mistakes. The issue isn't necessarily the failure. It's the refusal to change in the friendship dynamic. You cannot state air out your grievances and you guys are still having the same tension points. That means there's no growth there. Okay. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not always the same thing. You can forgive and not reconcile. End of story. And that's exactly what I do. I'm going to forgive you 100%. I will not reconcile with you. Once I'm done, you're done. End of story. Next question. Or if you're around somebody, a friend that you cannot be yourself, well, you're constantly shrinking. You're constantly walking on eggshells because you don't want to make them feel bad for their life because so much is going on that's well in your life. You're editing your personality because they swear up and down that you're just too extra and you're this and you're that and it doesn't have to be this serious and blah, 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 blah. That's not a healthy friendship. Right? Or they consistently pull you away from God. You know, you guys know I'm a God girl. Okay. A faith girl. If that's something that's important to you and they're pulling you away from that, that doesn't mean that they are, they're not necessarily aligned with you because the overall direction of your friendship is leading you away from your values rather than encouraging you to live them. That's what it's about. It's about respecting your values. If you're telling your friend you want to lose some weight and all of a sudden, magically, she's hitting you up all the time. Hey, girl, Burger King just came out with their new five for five menu. Do you want to come? Conveniently, hey, girl, I just saw that Krispy Kreme is giving out free donuts at 9 p.m. Do you want to join? Like, you see what I'm saying? It's like, you knew this was my goal and you're just presenting all these opportunities to sabotage me. Misalignment. If the overall direction of your friendship is not respecting your values, that is unequally yoked. It's the end of the story, okay? And it even says this in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, bad company corrupts good character. So a question to ask yourself before you walk away from these dynamics is, am I tired? Am I tired of this? Does this feel exhausting? And after a while, I'm sorry, guys, when trust is broken, you have nothing. And that's why, classic point of this, when Melanie from Love Island was with Insincere, okay? When she was talking to him, notice how she came back with no one, he came back with no one, but she still was angry because she knew on one hand, I'm so sad that I like this person, but they treat me not the best. Like, what gives? Like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And that's what a lot of our friendships can be like as well, where it's like, you're just going off of the history, but that's all you have. There's nothing else to the friendship besides just the history. And it's over and it's done because it's just too little too late, okay? JoJo. One person cannot repair a relationship by themselves, right? It takes two to tango. It takes two to reconcile. So you have to also ask yourself this important question. Am I protecting my peace or am I avoiding a hard conversation? Because sometimes what we consider protecting our peace is actually avoiding conflict, which is what I think happened in the earlier story that I was giving to you guys with the girl that I was friends with before, okay? You have to at least give your friendship out of respect. You give that friendship a chance, you know, before you just end the friendship. Because at the end of the day, what it's going to seem like is that you just didn't care. And so the other person's going to not care as well. My closing thoughts are this. Not every friendship is meant to last forever. And I know it sucks. Like, you really have to find your core people. But that doesn't automatically make it a failure. Not every friendship needs to measure up to your day ones. And that's something that I had to learn. Every friendship that I have and every connection doesn't have to be this deep thing. I don't care who you see on my stories, who you see I'm hanging out with. It doesn't have to be a deep thing where I'm telling you all my secrets and all these different things. I have my people for that. Some people are going to be with us for a reason, while others, they might be our lifelong friendships and companions. But the goal isn't to keep every single friendship at all costs. It is to steward the relationships that God has entrusted us to with honesty, with grace, and with wisdom. And a lot of the times you guys are missing that wisdom piece, that sometimes it's just done and you keep on beating a dead horse hoping for a different outcome. If a friendship is marked with humility, mutual effort, forgiveness, elasticity, flexibility, and a shared desire to grow, then yeah, it is often worth fighting for. But I'm willing to bet that that's usually not the case now, is it? But if it is consistently marked by manipulation, repeated betrayal, contempt, or any patterns that pull you away from the person that you feel that God has called you to be, it may be time to let it go, babe. Okay? It's a no for me, dog. So with that being said, I want to know in the comment section, have you ever dealt with anything like this? Do you think that certain friendship fallouts, do you have any regrets with it? Do you feel like it was worth you just letting it go? How did it end? Let's help each other out in the comment section. I genuinely want to know because you never know who you could be helping. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.